The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm here to praise my husband, DJ Automatic. Yes. It's Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
This never happens. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
What did I do?
No, we've been moving. You know that we've been coming in here complaining to the folks. I'm actually happy today because we don't have a television, aka TV, in the living area where he normally sleeps. So he's now sleeping with me again in the bedroom. And it feels good. I get to go to bed with my husband every single night. Thank you, honey, baby. Hey, you know what it shows me? It shows me that you needed to be in bed with me sleeping early.
I'm going to get a TV today, so your days are numbered.
Oh, man.
I hate it. Not having a TV in the living room. It's like the couch is there. It's just, what are you supposed to do? Read?
Yes. Read. Dude,
sit there in silence a little bit. Gather your thoughts and, you know, just reflect on how far you've come in your new house.
It just gets quiet, and then when it gets too quiet, Dana finds something for me to do. If I have the TV on, at least I can be like, hey, I'm watching the game. Leave me alone.
That is something that a wife or an in-house girlfriend would love to do.
Find something for me to do. Even last night, I was sitting down, and she goes, how's the backyard looking? Did you pick up the dog stuff yet? Or I was like, God, I can't just be here.
That's why you go into your little studio and close the door, isn't it? You're not even working in there, are you?
I've set up all the gym equipment in there now, so I'm going to be technically, quote unquote, working out in there.
Yeah, okay, well.
I just be sitting on a bench texting. That's so funny.
You know what? Maybe we do need a TV. You need to be on the couch after this. All right. Well, you know what? Sometimes take your time with your partner, though. Yeah. And talk to them. I think it's very important.
What do you love most about Automatic going to bed with you at this current time?
Snoring in my face?
Oh. No. That's good. But that I just know he's next to me. He's not out there doing nothing.
All right. Relaxing.
She can keep tabs on me right next to her.
Anthony A. National Day.
Let's go to kick it off with International Piñata Day.
Hey! I live that life.
Piñata.
Become a husband. You could be in a full-time piñata.
And it's also National High Five Day. And according to the World Health Organization, it's okay to give high fives again. So we're back in the game.
Remember you taught me this, Anthony. Yep. The elbow.
If you look at a person's elbow, you'll never miss a high five.
Thanks. But you look like a boofle doing it.
Not when you nail the high five.
How dumb do you look when you miss the high five?
Ooh, not a worst feeling in the world. Right. It is also International Amateur Radio Day.
Also known as podcasting.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Does the size of your engagement ring matter? Should it? Oh. We got this call and I thought we have to have a discussion.
I see women with these tiny little diamond rings and I feel sorry for them. It's embarrassing. It looks like a tiny grain of sand on their ring.
All right. So in case you missed it, jewelry in the bridal arena sales are up. We'll talk about that last. DJ Automatic, you go first.
The Justice Department is thinking about suing Live Nation. So why? If you're one of those Taylor Swift fans who was mad about buying tickets and complained about it.
That'd be me.
You're doing a huge favor for the rest of us because they're about to file an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation that would claim that the company has leveraged its share of live event ticket sales to weaken its competition, which is not okay.
Which means, in layman's terms, I'm going to put it down because all that mumbo jumbo legal jargon, you're using your power to make us pay more for tickets and then you've got all these side charges and whatnot and I can't afford to even take my family to a show anymore. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. Unfair.
The other day I had to buy some tickets for a friend. They charged me $105 in service fees.
Damn.
And then I had to return the tickets and couldn't even like get the service fees back.
So I paid $600 for the tickets and I had to sell them and I only got $425 back.
Oh man. Why can't they call it the anti-hero? Instead of the anti-trust one, dog. That's what I like that.
Once again, though, Taylor Swift is here to save the day for the rest of us.
Oh, what a hero she is. We just need to shake it off. All right, in case you missed it, more than 40% of us are keeping money secrets from our partner. A recent study done by Bankrate shows that over 42% of people are keeping money secrets, and that also goes into secret debt that they may have. Otto's grilling his wife right now.
Because I found out about a money secret recently.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to do this, guys. I'm so sorry.
I save money when I want something. I really want something.
We're not talking about a little amount of money.
Okay.
When she told me how much it was, I was like, how would you even save that without me knowing?
Because it's been years that I've been saving for it. I knew it was coming. We've been building this house, and I wanted to add a little extra something to the kitchen, and I knew automatic was going to say it cost too much. So every time I would make a little money, I would put it in my account, which normally only has a couple $100 in there.
Women are so sneaky.
It's not sneaky. It's for a good thing.
You constantly ask me, like, let me see how much you have in your account. Have I ever asked you that?
Yes. Okay.
All right. No,
yes.
I haven't. No, I haven't. I've never even seen you look at your bank
you're
account.
You're on my bank account. Your name is there. You could look anytime. Am I on your bank account?
Okay, guys, we're crossing.
No, because you're sneaky.
This is slowly not becoming a radio bit. It's becoming real life now. Don't get nervous. The study also goes on to say that Gen Z is the most secretive group when it comes to money issues. From their partners.
Cash money. All right, so in case you missed it, according to bridal.com, bridal wear sales are down. However, bridal jewelry sales are on the rise by 7%.
Oh.
So according to the study, it's because people that are marrying now aren't so into wearing matchy-matchy things. But your wedding set, your wedding ring, you want to show out on social media, so sales are up.
Of course they do.
Instagram.
They want to hide their money,
Facebook,
and get bigger rings.
Oh, gosh. TikTok. People are comparing their wedding rings. So we've got my tocaya, Diana, is online, too. Uh-oh. How did it go down when your man proposed to you?
I didn't let him choose the ring because he wanted to give me a tiny little rock. And I'm like, nope, you want to marry me, I'm getting a big rock.
That is funny.
All right, line four, Miss Jazz, what are you thinking?
Listen, Dana, if my husband had given me a tiny baby diamond engagement ring, I would have said no.
You just said you would say no for a tiny engagement ring?
Otto, I would say no. Love means knowing what I want. It means knowing what I'm worth. I see women with these tiny little baby diamond rings, and I feel sorry for them. It's embarrassing. It looks like a tiny grain of sand on their ring. It's terrible.
That should not matter if you love somebody, you plan on spending the rest
Dana,
of your life.
What size is your ring?
That's not the point. My ring is bigger now, but when Automatic proposed, he didn't even have a ring.
Facts right there.
Not all of us are dumb and willing to settle, okay?
But listen, though, if
you
she
agree?
Got a bigger ring. What are you talking about?
Well, now we got a bigger house. Ring at the time.
Well, like, you've never seen a ring.
I say no.
Sometimes in the beginning, you ain't got nothing and you grow together.
And you grow together. And we grew bigger, together.
Yeah, you get the bigger ring later or no ring. It doesn't matter.
You better save up. You better get a third job. You better save up. There's Uber. There's DoorDash. You better save up.
Look, I understand what she's saying, but it's rude. It's not okay to judge somebody else's ring. And also, the bigger picture is you may not have everything when you meet somebody, but together as a unit, when you unite in marriage or decide to move in or whatever, you'll grow together. And if the goal is to get a bigger ring, you could do that later. The condition.
Notice how you said together. That's why you know how much money is in everybody's bank account.
Whatever.
the condition
shouldn't be, hey, my ring's got to be big or it's a no. If she says no because of the size of the ring, count yourself lucky. Count your blessings because it shouldn't be that way.
And right. Homies, at this rate, they're almost going to start proposing to us and getting us rings. So
nothing wrong with that.
You know, hey, let's do it, dog.
No gender role reversal.
I'm waiting to be a taken man.
I bought DJ Automatic a great ring and he lost it. He lost another one. And so now he doesn't even wear a ring.
Or is he just hiding it from you?
You're the only one with a secret bank account.
Does the size of the ring matter? 877-730-DCS1. Call us up right now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Turn your radio up. It's time to rate the rom-com.
Woo! Hey!
Yes, yes. Here we go. Okay. So I realize that some guys out there don't like when a woman controls the remote and it's time to stream. But trust me, she'll pay you back if you sit through the rom-com. Here are some of my favorites. I would like DJ Automatic and Anthony A. to rate the rom-com. Starting with number one, let's talk about Clueless. A timeless classic from the 90s, which taught us that money can indeed buy happiness. Now take a listen to one of the excerpts from that movie.
Then suddenly, oh my God, I love Josh.
Alicia Silverstone as Cher, Paul Rudd as Josh. In fact, if Paul Rudd is in the movie, it is a great rom-com from, this is 40.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorites. What's another Paul Rudd movie?
Knocked Up, which is my favorite.
Oh, D. John Mike, that's a great
one. Along with Seth Rogen. Yeah,
okay, was,
that
all
was
right.
One of the greatest.
Seth Rogen went on a gnarly little run during that time, too.
He really did.
Knocked Up, Super Bad. That was like a nasty run that they
had. Shout out Judd Apatow.
Yes.
Yeah, for that one, too. Okay, Clueless. Rated 1 to 5. DJ Automatic, Anthony A.
Oh, that's a 5.
Coming in next, let's talk about The Wedding Singer.
Oh.
Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore.
You're late.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't do it. I don't ever want to marry you.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
Sad. That's the moment that his ex-fiance Linda approaches him the day after she stood him up at the wedding, and later he performs a song that he wrote for Linda to Julia, played by Drew Barrymore. And I love this song. You get dumped, you feel really bad. Adam Sandler put it in a funny song. All right. My favorite rom-com movie that I can never go wrong with when I want to laugh and cry at the same time.
Who wants to laugh and cry?
Me. Women. Goes to The Breakup.
Oh.
Starring my guy, Vince Vaughn. Okay, very funny. And Jennifer Aniston. Take a listen.
I busted my ass all day cleaning this house and then cooking that meal, and I worked today. It would be nice if you said thank you and helped me with the dishes.
Fine. I'll help you do the damn dishes.
Oh, come on. You know what? No, that's not what I want.
You just said that you want me to help you do the dishes.
I want you to want to do the dishes.
Why would I want to do dishes? Are you telling me that you're upset because I don't have a strong desire to clean dishes?
No, I'm upset because you don't have a strong desire to offer to do the dishes.
I just did.
After I asked you.
I have never felt something so deeply in my entire life.
I was going to say, I'm still confused by that scene.
It's nothing confusing about it as a woman, and you should be confused because you play the role of Vince Vaughn every day, D. John Mack, in our relationship.
Well, I don't understand why somebody would be excited about doing dishes.
No. It's not about doing the dishes. It's
about wanting to do the dishes.
No,
who wants to do the dishes?
It's about wanting to help your partner when they sacrifice so much to make life easier for you.
There it is. And these arguments are the reason why I enjoy being single.
And that also explains why you want to cry and laugh at the same time.
It sure does, DJ Automatic. And I bet there's a lot of ladies listening right now that no matter what rom-com they put on, and their man might fight it, right? Might say, I don't want to watch it. He loves it just as much as they do.
Are you asking women to rat out their men?
I am. A77730DCS1, because I feel like we left a bunch off the list.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Will Drake respond to Rick Ross's latest diss? I got audio right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. This and more. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
The comedic icon Conan O'Brien celebrating his birthday. Ski Mask, the Slump God, and Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay, Kanye West and Bianca. Speaking of the Kardashians, we're out at Disneyland on a date night. Or not even date night. It was during the day. Bianca is fully clothed. And they don't have any kids. It's just them at Disneyland.
I mean, Disney's a great time for everyone.
As a person who's been to Disneyland multiple times without children, it's probably the best time, the best way to enjoy it, dog. You can walk around. You don't have to wait for them. You don't have to buy them nothing.
This is true, Anthony.
I mean, Kanye only has small children. Imagine being there with those little brats versus going on your own and having the time of your life with your new wife.
I will take a quick shout out all the parents who can't and have taken their kids to Disney. That's an investment I'm not willing to make ever.
Well, I was thinking, imagine his kiddos. They're going to see him there and they're going
to
be like,
they're Kardashian kids. They could go
to
Disney whenever.
They shut Disneyland down all the time for them.
Mickey
all
Mouse
right.
Takes his picture with them.
It's true. All right, and then finally, Rick Ross has entered the beef with Drake. How? I don't know. He just invited himself in. And he's
along
mad
with the rest of the industry.
Yeah, I guess. He's mad because Drake won't respond with a diss track. Here's what he's saying.
Drake, I'm going to give you an opportunity to apologize. First and foremost, you got to admit, confess you got your nose reduction, and confess you got a BBL. You Drizzy, you BBL. I know you're not going to respond, and this pace is boring me. It's moving too slow. When I came in the game, you had to move fast, drop a freestyle Fridays. Now this social media, I can't do it.
Now, first of all, I want to address him accusing Drake of having a nose job. Otto spent quite a long time measuring Drake's nose back in the best I ever had.
Well, it wasn't just me. People had put pictures of Drake through the years.
He hasn't had a nose job. The BBL, I don't think so either. I think he just works out hard. But why is Rick Ross saying these things? That's like not even cool.
I don't think this part of the beef is real. There's no legitimate.
You think this is WWE stuff here?
Not even WWE. This is them trolling us. I don't think Rick Ross and Drake have an actual, as they would put it, tiff. I just think they're messing with us. The Kendrick and Drake, I think that's real. This is just a sideshow that, you know, give it to Rick Ross. He's a smart businessman.
He's selling more rings, you think?
His last album sold 32,000, so he's got to do something to get some attention.
He's going to open up another Wingstop, dog.
Gross.
There you go. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Crocs is doing it again. This time they are teaming up with one of your favorite snack brands. We'll tell you what it is in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Thursday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the baked potato.
All right, so numbers are in. Monday's WNBA draft featuring Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Cameron Brink, and many more star college basketball players averaged 2.5 million viewers.
Oh.
Which is 307% over last year. The previous record was in 2004 when Diana Taurasi's draft year happened, and that drew 601,000 people to gather around the TV. Did you hear what I just said? 2.5 million.
Yeah, man, that's amazing.
I mean, 18.5 million watched Caitlin Clark play in the NCAA finals.
Isn't her jersey like one of the biggest selling?
It is the biggest selling rookie jersey across all sports of all time right now.
Let's go, ladies. Feels good to be a woman. All right, DJ Automatic food news.
Pringles and Crocs are teaming up for a new, I'm going to call it a moon boot.
It's a moon, a shoe, like a croc.
Kind of looks, you know those big red boots from Mischief that they made?
No. Yeah.
It kind of looks like those, but on the side of them, they have Pringles can holders that you can actually put your Pringles on the side of the of your boots.
We're doing too much.
They're trolling TikTokers at this point. This is wild, dog. Are you gonna go chip right by your ankle to your mouth? That's nasty.
I mean, I would do it. If there was a croc that I would wear this croc. It even has a spoiler on it.
Otto, you're a size 12. I can't even imagine how big this boot would have to be. It'd be so weird looking.
If you're going to go Bozo ugly, let's go all the way ugly.
I'll be all the way ugly. The Pringles need to address the bottom of the can issue before they start making all these other products, dog.
No, you just turn it upside down.
Yeah, then it falls all over your face, dude.
Well, my hand fits in the Pringles.
Maybe these boots are for you and you little people.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, another great snack that Americans love is National Animal Cracker Day, everybody. Ooh.
Oh, I like the old school ones, the Barnum and Bailey's. Yes. And they were in the little box.
I always loved the lion.
And Dana, that little box that you love, PETA stepped up and stepped in the way of that. And since 2018, they no longer come in the box that looks like cages.
What?
So, yeah, dude, no more of that, guys, all right?
PETA has way too much time on their hands.
Our animal crackers are open to roam. All right, it's also National High Five Day. Also, International Amateur Radio Day, or as Dana calls it,
podcasting.
And let's put some blindfolds on and have some fun. International Pinata Day.
Hey. Pinata! I used to love the pinata when I was little. You get a chance to beat something up, take all your aggression out, and you're rewarded with candy at the end.
When I was 8, I moved from Minnesota to New Mexico, so that's when automatic. I got my 9th birthday, I got my first pinata experience.
Oh, nice.
And I remember thinking, I was born for this.
That's right. Like somewhere in Minnesota, there's not a whole lot of Latinos.
They don't do pinatas in Minnesota.
Right?
No.
I
remember it was a little colorful donkey. I busted that right open.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.